Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Didi Gregorius drove in three more runs with two of New York's nine extra base hits, and the Yankees clobbered Minnesota's pitching once again in a 10-7 win over the Twins. Elsewhere, the Padres downed the Mets 7-2, the Rays avoided a three-game sweep by topping the Red Sox 3-2, the Phillies blanked the Tigers 4-0, and the Nationals swept a day-night doubleheader against the Rockies, taking Game 1 3-2 and Game 2 2-0. In MLB news, Yankees All-Star catcher Gary Sanchez has gone on the injured list for the second time this season after straining his left groin, and the Phillies have put Brad Miller on the 10-day injured list with a right hip flexor strain. In the WNBA yesterday, Jasmine Thomas had 18 points and 7 assists, Courtney Williams added 13 points and 8 rebounds, and the Connecticut Sun beat the New York Liberty 70-63 for their fourth straight victory. In NFL news, the Jets have reported for training camp without top draft pick Quinnen Williams, who remains unsigned. The defensive lineman was the number 3 overall selection in April out of Alabama. The sticking point appears to be the schedule of how Williams' signing bonus of about $21.7 million will be paid. The Jets hold their first camp practice today. And the Giants have received a commissioner's exemption for suspended defensive back Cameron Moore. The Giants announced the move a little more than a week after suspending the safety amid charges he punched a woman, stepped on her neck, and rendered her unconscious. And former USC star and Jets first-round pick Mark Sanchez is retiring from the NFL and joining ESPN as a college football analyst. In other news, former Boston College women's basketball coach Kathy Inglis died yesterday, a week after sustaining a brain injury in a fall. She was 60. Inglis coached at the University of Vermont from 1986 to 1993, at Boston College from 1993 to 2008, and was hired as an assistant coach at Hofstra last month. I'm Jesse King.